the most important thing is God. If you go to watch a football match, the most important thing is your best player. You're just watching how he will perform. In every area, everywhere you go, there are certain things that are raised higher. But in church, God becomes our focus and not men. Hallelujah. And it's good, and I thank God we have this year our theme, God. And I pray that it won't only be a theme, God, but we will have a real relationship with God. At the end, our life will be enriched. We will behave like him. We will walk like him. And we will enforce his rules and laws on earth here, like him. Hallelujah. Jesus taught us how to pray. Part of the prayer, he said, "Thy will be done on earth here as it is in heaven." It means that God has a will. God wants some things to be done. There are some things that are done in heaven. There are some things God desires and always sees that it is done there. And God wants it to be replicated here. But you cannot do it if you are not related, if you don't know that God. That's why it's very important to know that God. Or else, you would throw in the towel and start crying when there are trouble and situations on earth here. The Genesis chapter 1 is a very interesting thing when the Bible, God did not just try to explain himself. When he started, he said, he just mentioned in the beginning, God. He doesn't need to explain himself to you. But you can see him through the works that he did. We can understand him through the things he created. We can even understand God through your life. And the best scripture that the world can read is you. It's not a pamphlet. About 60% of the pamphlet you give, they don't read. And if our life do not depict it and we only share pamphlet, we are causing financial loss. Well, if the people don't read it, you spend money to print it and people don't read it, throw it away, financial loss. But if our lives depict Christ on earth here, people can never say we won't read it. So I pray that God will help all of us to reveal himself to the world through us. When he was coming to this world, you know how he came? He came in a form of man to reveal himself to man. And as Jesus walked on earth, God was walking on earth here. How would we know? Is it because the angels announced that he will be born? Is it because somebody went and prophesied that he will be born? No. He said, even if you won't believe me, for the sake of the works that I do, believe it. So any time Jesus walked and saw the blind and healed the blind, he's showing the will of God. That this is how God is. God doesn't want men to walk in darkness. When he sees somebody who is paralyzed and lying down, he heals him. He's telling the world, he's showing the world is reading that person that no, God don't want man to be paralyzed and lie down without doing anything. But God created man to behave and walk and fulfill his will on earth here. So whatever Jesus did was a letter to the world. So all the miracle he did, it was not just for a show. It's not a magical show for you to pay money and go and wait and see somebody performing. But it is a letter that is written, is a scripture that he's showing to us. It is God that he's revealing to us. So anytime he met somebody and the person was very sinful and everybody rejected him and he received that person, he's showing that even if you are cast away, God can bring you in. I hope you're getting me. So for me, reading through the gospel makes you see God who created the earth, who said in the beginning, God. And God came in a form of man on earth here. You cannot see God with your spirit, with your eyes, because God is spirit. It is only your spirit that can see God. But at least God, because God knows that he is a spirit, a man desired to live in the flesh, he has to come in the flesh. So that man will have no excuse to say, I didn't know God, I didn't see God. Yeah, oh, I wasn't there when Jesus came. I didn't see him personally. But you read and you've heard about a man who walked and you read about everything about him. So it's like you saw him. It is that God. If you want to see God, look at Christ. Somebody, when we talk about the Spirit, you look at somebody, how is the Spirit? How is the Spirit? Look at Christ. Jesus said he is the one that came and he will take their crisis and there's no food and he speaks to many people. Everybody is afraid that these people, they won't get food to eat. The economists have tried everything and they've come to a conclusion that we are in crisis. Something is going to happen. The people are going to suffer. There's no way we can feed the entire world. There's no way we can take care of the entire world. That God says, don't be afraid. What do you have? I said, we have 5 loaves of bread. But it doesn't make sense, God, to have 5 loaves of bread with thousands of people here. How can 5 loaves of bread that can feed a child? He can't even feed the entire family. Feed this entire church. Then God reveal himself that the bread of life is in your midst. When they walk in the wilderness, I rained the bread. It was him. They ate me. They never got sick. The Bible said they walked through. No sickness. But when you eat him, sickness is far away from you. When you eat him, in the wilderness, you are able to be sustained until we got there, go to a time they say, God, we are tired. That is human beings. God, we are tired in eating you. Give us new things to entertain us. He said, well, and they started referring to when they were in the world. God, when I was in the world, I had a wealthy boyfriend. I didn't need to pray much. I didn't need to fast. And he brings me whatever I like. And you ask me to leave all this and come and serve you. A God which I don't see. My boyfriend, at least when I'm in trouble, I can take a phone and call him. And you, God, when I'm in trouble, I don't know where to turn to. Even if I want to talk to you, I have to close my eyes. So you remember that you have a real human being like you that you can deal with, that when you are in trouble, you can run to. And now you come to a God who they say is in heaven. Meanwhile, you don't have the aeroplane to fly to where he is. Meanwhile, you are not even sure that what you are saying, he can hear. Oh, so God knows the struggle we are going through. He thinks he doesn't know. So Israel in the wilderness said, we want to eat the food. We're eating garlic. We're eating we remember the fish. Look. Keep coming. That's what they will say. We remember the fish which we ate freely in Egypt. I can walk to Mark Sraha. This Sraha. And buy fish or Malata Market. If I want fish, or Medina Market to buy fish, or I can go to Jamestown and I can get fresh fish there, or Teshi Beach. Oh, Lord, even if I want to eat, there's one for one. I can go to a Timbuku. You know it? 1,000. For me, that's what we like. I remember the 1,000. When you get it and that, you know, Abolo. Yeah! Jesus said, I am the Walabolo. He said, yes, you are Walabolo, but we need a small fish in addition. So they cried to God. They give you this food. He said, this one, crab, we eat. We don't grow fat. We don't grow this. We do. Carbohydrate. Because you don't need to fast. You need to eat. As much, this food, you can eat as much as you can eat. There's no excess in it in your body. So you don't like that. You like the one you eat and go and exercise. Okay. He gave them. But human beings want to deal with what they can see, they can hear, they can touch. But our senses have ruled us so much that we try to put God in our senses. And as we continue, I'll be talking about the goodwill of God and how to hear God. You cannot walk with God and not knowing how he speaks. Huh? Well, that God that we deal with, he is the only one of the ways that we deal, he deal, most of the way he deal with us is to speak. Or, you don't see him, but his voice is the one you hear. And here we are, we don't know how he speaks. You may even live in the house of God, and God will speak, and your thing is early. You may come to church and ask God speaks. He said, early, you are calling me. As long as you see it as Eli, you will treat that word like Eli's word. Oh, Eli, you are telling me not to chase women. Ah! Your children, even in church, they chase them. Me, I'm chasing them outside. And you're advising me. But if it's God, there's a different way you're going to take it. Oh? So I pray that as we come to church, may we come in contact with God. I first revealed that God to you in a form of that God knows the difficulties man always walking. That he is a spirit. And he created us and put the spirit within us. But the only way our spirit can understand and know him is when this flesh is subdued. But the flesh on this earth enjoys dominating and ruling everything. You feel like, I don't feel like going to church. The flesh is talking. And it's very easy to listen to that. Say, okay, We went all night on Friday. After all, I've given God 6 hours of my time. It's equal to 2 hours, 2 hours, 2 hours, 3 weeks. So you and God, as if you come to church, you are coming to church for God. In fact, if you come to church, you are coming for yourself. Me craft in a big offering. One year now, I'm going to move 1,000. So some intention say, I'm reading your mind. And the day you don't take that money, nothing happens. The day you mistakenly take that money and bring it, God speaks. That is God. In the beginning, the Bible says, I always said that the Bible could have ended there. In the beginning, God. That will be the entire Bible. The rest are his works. He created, we first heard that he is a creator. How? If you understand God being a creator, you won't be afraid. Even if you are sick and your body, some part of your body is not there, you know because he's a creator, he's able to replace it. But can we have that faith to that extent that God can create? Well, God does not just work. He works by the amount of faith we have in him. If you have your faith that God can provide me 10 cedis, God will limit himself to 10 cedis to you. If you are able to have a faith that says that God can do this, he's able to limit himself to that. Because God is limitless, but we can limit him. The psalmist says that they limited my power through unbelief. No, or the, another way, my power was limited because they could not believe to that extent. And most of the people who came to you said, if only you can believe. And the guy said, I believe. But he knew. So now we say, we believe. But inside, that's some fears that we believe. But the eyes that are, this one, I'm born from Bethel. Not that I have eyeball. So even if this man opened my eyes, what will I use to see? So the senses begin to, I believe. But sad, maybe problem, I check. I believe. Yes, some pastors prayed and as if it was going small, then he came back again. I believe. So when he was going through, he said, look, Jesus, I believe you can do it, but I still have some unbelief. So help my, if there's any little unbelief that will stop it, that will limit your power in healing my child. Lord, help me. A woman who was running, flowing with blood, and have done everything. When she touched the hem of Jesus, she got healed. They didn't talk. Did they talk? There wasn't any communication between them. Was it? She decided to remove the lid of unbelief. And she told herself, she didn't just go to, before she went, she told herself that I am going to touch this man's garment. And if I touch it, I know that I shall be healed. She decided her healing, for she said to herself, she spoke to herself, like some of you speak to yourself. How many of you have been spoken to yourself before? We all speak to ourselves, but we speak to ourselves different things. She said to herself, sometimes, even when you were coming, you were talking. She spoke to herself, said, Nemikwa, sorry. Mean I will never come home the same. She said to herself, this my son, I know medically he cannot be healed, but I know God has the power to do it. So today I am taking that healing, and I know I'll have it. For she said to herself, if only I may touch his garment. What I need is to be able to touch his garment. If only, I may not have the chance to touch his garment, but if I'm able to touch his garment, I shall be made well or whole. So my being made whole is concrete, but what will limit it is my ability to be able to touch. Do you understand me? If he was not able to touch his garment, she won't be healed, isn't it? He said, if only I am able to get transport fare and go to Prophet Anos' house, I know I'll get food to eat. But if you don't get the transport fare to Prophet Anos' house, you may not eat. So what will hinder her healing is people. If only I could touch it. So her problem now is how to touch it. Our problem is how to believe it. So whatever you will do, whatever things scriptures you will read to build your faith to get there, do it and you'll get the result. If you have to pray, you have to read the Bible concerning a specific situation, do your research, pray over it, look for it, look, because that is your life. But there are things that will hinder you from touching it. She made a decision. She said to herself, most of us have been saying many good things to ourselves, but we are just sitting down and we fold our hands. It will never happen until you act. The lepers acted and their life was in peril. They were going either to die or to live. But they acted. They never saw the death. They saw that maybe even if there are two chances, either they'll kill us or not. But they didn't put their mind on the killing. They put their mind, we are hungry, we want to eat. And they acted in faith. God was waiting to bring deliverance. The word of God has come into the city. They were not in the city. And there was no bold man in the city. So the Holy Spirit was looking for people. And he found these lepers. I said, wow, there are people outside the gate. Those inside the gate, even if they want to go out, they won't permit them. Because the gate was shut because of fear. Fear have shut the entire city, entire nation into one place. It is only those who are outside. That's why there are no gate. So even if God was to use you, you are still in the gate. They will tell you, get the gate. Master, hey, shut up, go back. The king said, we shouldn't open the door for anybody. Can't you see that the enemies are there? Go inside. But God went outside. Even if you lock the gate, he has people outside to do it. And they walked. It came to one man and said, if we sit here, you think they just said it? It was staring. It was the same God. So now the way God used and moved, you think it's ordinary. You are there and something come into your mind. You say, I feel something. And you're something. Is he? I feel that there's something. Somebody said he's there, and he moved from a place, and something happened. Brah. See, yeah, if I were there, Ngamau, no. He has a way. He was pushing you, but he didn't know. He pushed you out from that situation. There are certain things you escaped. You didn't know. You didn't have a way. But as if something just happened and you were not in it. The Holy Spirit, God, you can't see him, but he can move you. That's why I don't get too much disturbed. I trust this God. That look, even things I don't know, he will find a way. Even if I can't hear him, once I desire to hear him, he will find a way of guiding me. The woman struggled. What she said, she decided to work on it. Don't just say, I want to be rich, but you leave, you operate the rules of poverty. They are called laws of poverty. Don't just say, I will never be a beggar. I will never be a slave. Yes, that's God have made you the top. But haven't you read that servants are sitting on horses and kings are walking on the ground? Why? The servant did what the king's supposed to do. And the king did what the servant supposed to do. So there was an exchange. Oh, I'm the head. I'm not the tail. Yes, potentially, you are the head. A potential head. But to be potential head is useless. But you must rise up to occupy your place as a head. I hope you're getting me. The woman tried. And as she began to press in, you've decided December 31st night, you want to see God. You want to see the power of God. You want to see this. That's a good confession. That's a good resolution. But don't let it be on the paper and from your mouth alone. Act and seek God's face. What can I do to get to where I'm supposed to be? So, I want a husband. Well, that's good. How do you get a husband? Go to the Bible. I want a wife. How do you get a wife? Go to the Bible. And find out how people got their wife. How people got married. I want a child. How do you get a child? Go to the Bible. There were people who were barren. They took a certain step. And God rewarded them with that step. He said, Osofo, mampompaya. Umompaya. He didn't pray. Say, I went to people to pray for me. Those who got the children, it's not that they went to people to be prayed for. It is their number one problem. So if anybody will have to pray for you for a child, he's only helping you to pray. So you who need a child, if you don't pray, and you think somebody somewhere will pray for the child to come, who died down? Oh, I'm not saying people shouldn't help you pray. Sometimes we need people to pray. The prayer we need to pray to help pray to strengthen your faith to believe what you need. See, hey, I need a miracle. Look, miracle still works in our world. People say, oh, our generation, there's no miracle. There is miracles. God have never changed. In the beginning, God. And in our time, God. At the end, God. He's the same all the way. He came and met and he created. He first created, isn't it? He can still create in our days. Where there is nothing. When I read about God created, it just put me, my faith high. He created from nothing. Out of nothing, God can create. So when I come to him, and I don't even have anything, sincerely, and I need that, I say, oh God, I want this, but I don't have even the seed. He is the one who gives the seed to the sower. God the creator. They say, oh, these diseases have eaten all your bodies. Yes, it has eaten all your body. But God can create new cells. Yo, for me, the well I came with nothing. Yes. When it's necessary, he can create. When it was necessary for him to feed the Israelite, food came. It didn't take 2 minutes, 2 hours to cook that food, to bake that bread. And everybody ate and was full. If they followed the instructions, it worked for them. The instructions said, eat. But they were, you know, they were like us. He created. They did not have water to drink. And you look at everywhere, no water, dry place, rocks. But out of the rock, he created water to come. So all this sin, we see the handiwork of God, that God can do anything. The Bible said, and when he created the world was what? Without form. You may not have any form in this world. Those without form, there is hope for your life. When God comes into your life, he brings form. Some of us are confused. We don't even know where to go, what to do, which subject to choose, what to do now. Some say, they said, after now I'm grown. What else can I do? So there's no form in your life. He's a specialist. When everything was without form, chaotic, everything looked basa, 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 basa. He comes in. Your marriage looked like without form. Your children look like without form. Your business has been confused now. And the business is more confused than the owner. Without form. Our nation can come to a point without form. You look at it. What are we going? You can't even define where you are going. God is a specialist. He said, without form and what? Void. Void means zero. Nothing. There is nothing. So God, which we said, this God which is introduced, he said that this God has the ability to bring something out of zero. No, if you multiply zero by any number, you will get zero. But God can multiply zero and get zillions. You need to have something before you can multiply it. Because before you can make it, this. But God is able to bring something out of what? Nothing. This is how Abraham saw God. He saw God that is able to take the zero and bring something out of it. So when God promised him, he looked at the zero side of God who can bring something out of zero. The Bible said in Romans, oh, I love it. I love that place which Abraham, he took that fifth steps. And he said, without looking for anything, Abraham was strengthened in faith because he judged that God, that this God, he's able to do. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him. Things were difficult. The wife was barren. He was old. They were all 00. So if we multiply 0 by 0. But the Bible says Abraham believed God. Even though it was 0, he believed God because God is able to bring the dead back to life. He's able to create something out of nothing. For what does the scripture say? As it is written, I have made you what? A father of many nations. 00. And God is saying, I have made you, I have multiplied you. How can you multiply 0 by 0 and have a great nation? In the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead, where there is 0, he is able to put something in 0 and bring meaning to the 0. He is able to make 0 significant. Wow. God who give life to the dead and call those things, he calls what? Those things what? Who do not what? So, if the thing do not exist, is 0. God is able to bring the 0 and make him great. That's why he picked David out of nowhere and make him great. He picked Saul. And Ethan, no, the people God called, they said they are not fit. You know that? They see themselves as 0. Because God is special. He specializes himself with 0s. He called it, oh, but I'm a child. Who told him? God, he thinks you don't know that he's a child, you are a child. He knows you are a child. Calling all those things which be not as though they were. This is the nature of God. No matter, he said, when it is chaotic, he's able to bring order into it. When it is nothing, he's able to bring significance to it. 0. Is your life 0? Today, I'm appealing to you, if your life seems to be confused, nothing is in your life. The Genesis God is a specialist in bringing meaning to your life, in bringing your life in order. Even if you have nothing, you can see, sometimes your mind is blank. Sometimes I know, when I call people, what do you want? Everything go blank. After you leave my presence, then the things start coming. Plenty, 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 plenty. God knows what you need, and he knows it can be 0 at a certain point. So if your life is in a confused state, don't give up. Look to the Genesis God. That is his specialty. If there's a situation in your life which you are struggling with and feel there's no way out of it, look to Genesis God. In your chaotic season, God will set in and recreate. Where there is nothing, you have no minimum. I don't have help. You won't have help. If you put your faith in man, men are specialists in failing people. Oh, you don't know. Maybe some of you haven't gone through. When you are in trouble, everybody is a potential solver of your problem. That's why when you are in trouble, you tell everybody. You feel like speaking to everybody. Because you see, you want somebody to help. Oh, boy, sometimes you are in need. You go to somebody, you think this guy can help me. You will say everything. And they will listen. how you became a fool, how you wasted your money, how you did that, how you became stupid. You tell him all because you want the money. After you finish, he said, okay. If you had come earlier. The money I just had, somebody just came for it. Then you move the same story to the next person because you are spreading your own. You tell the person. And some people can't tell you, I can't give you. They will give you nice promise. Those who are here who give promises to come honor. You know you can't honor, don't promise. That's not the nature of God. And the person will tell you, oh, don't worry. Monday. Come, I'll give. He knows that he won't give you Monday. Monday, Fremi, call me. Oh, your son. Oh, you want that job. You call me. Monday, you call, he'll put his phone off. He sees your number, he won't pick it. You call and call, and he will frustrate you on phone for the whole day. Ajuma Niho, tell the guy the job. Yes, I am MD. But there's no room for employment. Tell the person the truth. And they put their faith on you. And do you know what they do? They too will go and promise. Say, oh, sister, by five months, I will give you this. The job you haven't got. The salary they haven't given you. You started sharing the salary. So the one he promised also promised another person. So you have liars line up. So sometimes it's not that you are a liar, but somebody, you put your trust in somebody. So you became one of them. So don't let somebody become a liar. If you can't do anything, tell the person, I can't do it. If you find another way to look for it, let the person go and look for it. Because you are not God. Even at the point, there are certain things God say, I won't do it. There are something when God gives to some of you now to backslide. So when you're in trouble, when your life is chaos, when they give you any bad news, remember, God can create out of nothing. Your situation may look worse in the world. God can still create out of nothing. So know this God. But that God, since you can't see him, you can see him in Christ. Because God reveal himself to man through his son. He that cometh to the son, you come to God. He said, you know, one of his disciples asked him, show us. Jesus, you're talking too much. Show us the Father. You know who I said? Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father. And it is what? Sufficient. Us. That God is sufficient. He can meet every need of ours. He's the one we've all been looking for. He's the one Israel is waiting for. He's the one everybody wants to see. So you are talking about him. He is sufficient for us. Just show us that man. He, everything. My needs are taken care of. My health, everything. Everything I need is in the Father. And Jesus, you know how Jesus, he said, I'm going to show you the Father. You know how Jesus answered him? Jesus answered and said, Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long and yet have not what? Known me, Philip. Philip wanted to know who? The Father. He said, look, Jesus, we are following you. Not because of you yourself. We think we'll see the Father. So if you are talking about the Father, show us now. And do you know that some people were followers? Some of them were followers of John the Baptist. And when they saw Jesus, they said, John, bye-bye. And when we saw you, and John pointed the Son of God that taketh away the sin of the world, say, hey, John, say, can sin or her, maybe do what she, John, ya pack you. They packed John and followed Jesus. And Jesus said, he was talking about the Father, say, hey, Jesus, you don't know us church members. You don't know us. You don't know we church members. Show us the Father. And Jesus said, oh, Philip, oh, my followers, I have been with you for long. I ate with you. I've done everything. The Father is in the body, in the flesh. God came in the flesh. But we are thinking of another person. That we think that that God, when we see him, light and, you see, if God appear the way he is in heaven, move your journey. So he put himself in man so that you can deal with him like man. He can talk and you can hear. He can speak your language and you can speak. He can eat with you. Then you can be cool. You want to see God, I am the one. In other words, Jesus said, I am the Father who is with you here. He said, the Father is in me. If you want to see the Father, I have walked with you. He has been with you all the time. If you want to see, don't you see his works? People who are sick, can't you see them walking? The blind hearing, the lame walking, the dead, the Father who can give life, the dead being raised. Can't you see him? True Lazarus. Can't you see him with the woman's daughter that was sick, dead, the son that was dead? Can't you see him that he is the God that gives life? And when he met that lady, life came into the son. Can't you see him? The works which I do, even if you can't believe at all, the works which you see, you should believe in it. Sometimes the way we look, where we are looking for God, he's not there. God is just by you. The same way, as I am, if you want to do God good, you want to show you God now. Do you want to know him now? Turn to the person next to you. He has been with you. He has been with you all these days. So he didn't know that he lives in this person. Have you seen him? Look at the person. He said, no, prophet, this is not the person I want to hear. See? Amen. So that is why he said, if you do something little, even if you give small thing to a little girl, a little boy, it's like you're giving it to him. The same way, whatever you do to the person next to you, say, I'm sorry. Without a reason, say, I'm sorry. So husbands don't want to tell their wives, I am sorry. He said, Osafo, sir, or by it, he can be God. Yes, he can be God. But there's God in him. Amen. God bless you.